Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You've had some interesting, well, we both had interesting conversations this week. We're kind of around the topic of family planning and estate planning and legacy planning, as we call it, the
healthcare,
legacy bucket, health.
As you age.
Yeah.
You have a bigger fear of aging than I do.
That's because I'm older than you.
Well, okay. I think even if we look back 10 years ago, you still had a bigger fear of aging.
Because I was still older than you 10 years ago.
Okay. So just because of the difference in age. Okay, got it. And when I listen to your concerns that when we have our chats about our personal lives, one thing that comes up, I don't think you say it directly, but you're concerned about what your kids are going to experience in the event there's a health issue with you or if you pass away.
Yep.
So you talked about before the break about a burden.
Right.
What are some of the concerns you have about that word burden when it comes to your children?
Yeah, good question. So they're broad and they're numerous. And it's about the, you know, you think about if anything were to happen to me, what I think about is that what I went through with my parents and what was required to get through that. But it's what's required to get through that, Faisal, at the time when you're under pressure and stress because something good has not happened.
Yeah.
Right? And so this notion of a burden for me is really around taking care of the business, around the potential health issues that you might face and what care and support you might have. Again, I can point to a personal example where I watched some of my cousins go through a very, very slow, long aging process with my uncle. And it was entirely disruptive to the family's life. So at the time that my cousins were trying to raise children, okay, and those children had needs, and they, as a couple, had needs, it was a disproportionate amount of time spent taking care of their aging father. And I don't want that for my kids, right?
So that's a similar tone that I had the entire week with clients when I'm talking about their health and legacy buckets.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a burden on my children.
Right.
From one experience of what they experienced with their parents.
Right.
Okay, so our clients' parents. And what they're seeing out there right now because of this pandemic.
Yeah.
Long-term care facilities, home care, all the issues that come up. Now, the topic that we discussed on this so far has been the conversation of burden. And most people think about burden from a financial perspective.
Right.
Right. I want to leave enough money, or I want to have enough for long-term care so I'm not a burden on my family so they have to pay out of pocket or feel that they need to pay out of pocket. I understand that. But there are other burdens.
Yep.
Let me give you some ideas of what came up in my conversations. Faisal, should I get cremated or buried?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not the one to answer that question. That's a family conversation.
Yes.
That's on your beliefs and views. Where should I get buried?
Mm-hmm. If you're going to be buried. Right?
If you're going to be buried.
Right.
Even if you're going to be cremated, where am I going to put the plaque?
Yep. Or do you have a plaque?
Right, so that's, and I don't want that to be a bunch of conversation amongst my children and they're debating and arguing on that. Okay, so that's a burden in that sense.
Right.
What about the burden when it comes to understanding where everything is? I'll tell you, if I walked into my dad's house, God forbid something happened to him where he can't take care of himself or he passed away. And I have to go through his filing process. Now, Papa Kermali is one of the most anal men I know when it comes to his filing process. He's got files amongst files going back to probably 1975.
Yep.
For me to go through all that stuff to find what we need would be a challenging task.
Yeah.
So because he's my dad and I can tell him this, I can say, Dad, these are the things I need you in one location so it's easy for me to grab and everything else will sort out later. Where do you put all this stuff? We're talking will, power of attorney, personal directive, title to the property, passwords to everything online.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine having that burden on your child to figure out what your passwords are to any of your accounts?
They won't find it, right? You won't get it, and you'll lose things. And it could be pictures and valuable stuff like that, right? Sentimental stuff. Again, went through this when my dad passed, right? It was difficult to do all of those things. And again, you're in a stressful situation. You just lost a parent,
yeah,
right? So the devil's in the details. The devil, you and I know this, right? And it's the, if you don't want to be a burden, let's take financial out, because a lot of the burden comes from exactly what you're discussing, right? It's how do I gather all this information just to get through all of that? I had three different legacy meetings this past week, and we were talking about similar things, and we were talking about, we didn't use the word the burden, right? But all of the detail was about making sure that there's a family conversation been had, mm-hmm. and it's properly documented. It doesn't even have to be specific to handcuffing them in a will or power of attorney or personal directive, but it's a memorandum of understanding. Yeah. Leaving notes,
yeah.
right? Having the conversations in advance, and you and I, we can tell you story after story, I think, about instances where you have families that have a dynamic that's open, where you can have conversations in your lifetime about what you'd like to see happen.
Here's what I find challenging. For anybody who's going through this from a planning, being proactive.
Yes.
Where do you go?
Right.
You do your legal documents with the lawyer.
Right.
You do your tax documents and your tax situation with your accountant. You then talk to your financial guy or gal, and they'll give you the financial side of it.
Yeah.
But what about all these little things that we say are important to prevent the burden?
Right.
Who do you go to?
Right.
Who's your quarterback?
Right. And it takes time. So you'll remember this situation. We got together. I offered to lead a family planning session for a farm family.
Yeah.
And there were three generations involved in that. And only one of the family members was going to be involved in the farm. This is a complex situation. We just probably wrapped up on that 2 years later.
Look at that.
A number of conversations, right? And now that's just grandparents. There's still now the grandson who's going to be taking over. What are they going to be doing so that we don't end up in this kind of a situation again, right? So it's actually complex, but it's a heck of a lot easier to have those conversations up front.
Right. Or well documented so that literally anybody can pull it out and go, ah, this is what I have to do.
Right.
You may not be comfortable telling your adult children your situation today.
Correct.
For whatever reason it right. may be. But then the what if could happen. How do you prepare for that? Document it. Keep it in a safe place. Let people know where that yep. is. So little things like that. Even as you age, what are the things you're thinking about?
Right.
Is this your home you're going to stay in for the rest of your life? Is that a guaranteed decision?
Yeah.
As you age, okay, you don't understand this, but us short people have a tough time because we're shrinking when we're already short as we age. So thinking about, hang on, how does my kitchen look? Will I have to lower the cabinets?
Right.
Right? What about the retrofitting of your home?
That's right.
Think about those things. It's not only a financial conversation, it's a change.
Right, right. And do it over time. Like, nobody wants to sit, you can't do it in one meeting.
Yeah.
You can't have this is a conversation that it's a process, right?
Correct.
And it's, so if you don't want to be a burden, there's lots of things you can do. There's lots of details that you can put in place, take care of, and communicate to the right people, right? And it doesn't have to be all the details if you're uncomfortable sharing financial details with a family, but directionally, you can tell people what your wishes are.
Yeah.
And that reduces the stress. It reduces the stress when you're in a hospital bed and somebody has to make a decision on your behalf about what Faisal would want.
Correct.
Right? And so that's the message today, I think, is...
Yeah, how do you prevent from being a burden? It's first of transparency with your beneficiaries.
Right.
If you're not comfortable giving that information up front, it's documentation.
Right.
I say do both.
Do both.
Only if you can.
Yep.
Right? The least thing that you could do is document, document, document.
That's right.
Keep all those documents in line, have it put in a safe place, make sure that whoever's the beneficiary or executor or agent for your power of attorney and personal directive has access to that place.
Yep.
You know how many people have safety deposit boxes
yep.
that don't have their agent or executor available to use that?
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to get in a safety deposit box if you don't own it?
Yeah. Yeah, if you can't prove you're you're the executor,
yeah,
and the proof is in the safety deposit box.
And you know how hard it is to prove that you're an executor in a safety deposit box during a pandemic when the branch is closed?
Right.
Like, these things we have to think about.
That's right.
And that's part of the planning that we'd want to go. And so planning is important.
Planning, yep.
Structure, discipline, and the approach to bulletproof your retirement. This is one topic is the burden. The other one is how do you get your financial house in order as you transition to retirement, so you can bulletproof that, confirm that lifestyle, live the life you want. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, September 21st, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Terrific. We look forward to seeing you then. On behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.